It's currently 14 degrees downtown, and it's Tuesday, and that can only mean one thing. It is time for the Anti-Noise Pollution League, in which we highlight various restaurants in our city that not only have spectacular menus, but also encourage civilized conversation. That is, you get to talk to people without music booming so loud.
And without you shouting.
What's that? You got to turn on your microphone, my dear.
Yes, and without you shouting.
Like you were just doing. Case in point.
Exactly.
And today's featured restaurant is Isabella's Boutique Restaurant, which is at 2328 Queen Street East, down in the fabulous Beaches neighborhood. And with us are owners David and Cecilia Noon and their daughter, Isabella. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And apparently, Isabella, the restaurant is dedicated to you.
Yes.
Yeah? Is that why it's called Isabella's?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, that's pretty cool because I don't have a restaurant named after me.
Nor do
so
I.
You're one up on me.
Yeah. Isabella, what's your favorite thing to eat off the menu?
The pancakes.
The pancakes.
Why is that? What are they tasty? They must be tasty.
Yes. And my favorite sauce with this, the Nutella sauce.
Oh, the Nutella. That makes sense. There's a lot of people in this office who would like that.
Yeah, I would.
So, David and Cecilia, tell us about your restaurant.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And so our restaurant does a little bit of everything: breakfast, lunch, dinner, sweets, pastries. We specialize in Japanese homestyle food. It's called Yoshoku. This is a Japanese Western style food. It's not too many people are familiar with it, but it's really tasty. It's really good. And yeah, there's really something for everyone. Kids love us. Everybody.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. So.
But tell me about this style of Japanese food, because this sounds really intriguing.
Yes. So basically we have Japanese curry.
Okay.
Yes. It's like, you know, you think about Indian curry and Thai curry with coconut, but Japanese curry has all the spices like cumin and turmeric, but it's more like a gravy sauce.
Okay.
It's really, really different, but at the same time, like, familiar.
Right, right.
Yes. And we have the taco rice. So when you think about taco, you think about like Mexican spices.
Sure, sure.
But the southernmost island in Japan is Okinawa. And it's their like big dish down there.
Really?
Taco rice.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we both lived in Japan for a number of years. Oh. And when I went there, I thought I was going to be eating lots of sushi and ramen all the time.
Yeah, sure.
But it couldn't be farther from the truth. They eat everything, so much savory dishes with like gravy sauces, meat. And yeah, it's really, really delicious.
That's fantastic.
I want to know about this toasted nori tamagoyaki omelet.
Okay, so...
okay, here we go.
So toasted nori is nori seaweed.
Okay.
So it's different from the sushi seaweed that you eat because it's toasted with sesame oil.
Okay.
So we beat the eggs and we put a little bit onto pan, like a thin layer of eggs.
Yes.
And then
okay.
we put the some toasted seaweed on it and all the fillings, like with the vegetables and cheese, and then we roll it, and then another layer of eggs, and then it's so fluffy and very soft.
That sounds great.
Just melts in your mouth.
And it does have to be asked, Mike, I'm sorry.
Please, go ahead.
The matcha mochi mochi pancakes. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So the mochi mochi.
Are these your favorite, Isabella?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So the mochi mochi pancakes is probably the most popular thing at our restaurant from the breakfast menu, which is all day menu. And we have six different kinds.
Yes.
We do a monthly series as well. We're always growing. So we have the matcha mochi mochi pancakes, Nutella pancakes, mixed berry compote pancakes, bacon and eggs pancakes, as well as the Japanese fried chicken with the mochi mochi pancake.
Oh my goodness.
So mochi, if you're not familiar, is made from sweet sticky rice flour. So the pancakes are like made with 50% sweet sticky rice flour and then some all-purpose flour as well. So the pancakes have a nice light and fluffy consistency, but they're a little bit chewy and dense at the same time. So it's amazing, the texture that you get with these pancakes. It's really
one
good.
One of its kind.
So the thing that really intrigues me is that, unlike other restaurants that we've featured on the Anti-Noise Pollution League so far, You guys do breakfast.
Everything, everything.
That's fantastic. So you do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes.
That's an early dinner, though.
And we close at 7 o'clock and 5 o'clock on weekends. We actually just changed our hours a little bit to give ourselves a little bit of a life. And,
for you.
Everything is really good. Everything's homemade, made from scratch. That's a little bit different from our restaurant, as well as many other things, is that we make everything from scratch.
Right.
So I worked in the restaurant for many years, and basically, I'm sure you guys are familiar, you go in, you do all the prep work, chop, chop, chop.
Sure.
And
mm-hmm.
when you order a salad, the tomatoes are not even cut yet. When you're getting something with cheese on it, the cheese is not even grated yet. So everything takes a little bit more time.
Sure,
we do it one by one. It's very much
like a home-style
cooking.
Yeah.
Small kitchen, too.
Now you're both members of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. Your restaurant is. How does that manifest? How is it?
So basically, we have one little speaker that plays our music, and we just have it in the background, and that's what we want it to be, is just a background music.
Right.
We're a small restaurant, and we like to be cozy and a very family-friendly, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many restaurants you go, it's so very annoying when you can't even have a conversation,
right?
So, we just have a little speaker that plays the music in the back, and people always complimenting the playlist that we choose.
Great. I like that.
And how can you, how many people can your restaurant accommodate?
We can do about 40 people.
40
people?
Yeah,
it's not a big restaurant.
Nice.
I know,
that's
I heard the other interviews.
But that's nice, though. I mean, that's nice. It's a comfortable, amount of people.
Yeah, it's very cozy, very family friendly. Like, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Beaches neighborhood. It's a lot of young families as well as retired families.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
And what about the design in your home, or you're the restaurant. What is your... the decor. I need breakfast. I need to go and have these pancakes.
Yes, please.
The decor in your restaurant, what's that like?
We have local artists' paintings on their walls. We have, I think, 6 different artists.
Uh-huh.
Very
There's
local.
A lot of artists in the Beaches neighborhood.
Yes.
And that was one thing amazing about that location is when... We open, we're like, what are we going to put on the walls? And then all these artists are coming in. Oh, can we display our art here? And
that's a great idea.
It is.
So we support the local community a lot. Like, we have nothing but love for the beaches. I'm not originally from the Beaches area.
Right.
I'm originally from a small town in Niagara.
Right.
And, we found this neighborhood, and we couldn't feel more blessed to be there.
It is the best.
Great.
Let me, I always ask everyone that we do for the Anti-Noise Pollution League, and I think you may have already given me your answer, but what is the most popular item on your menu?
So next,
is it the pancakes?
The pancakes.
For sure, the pancakes.
Yeah.
But I would say coming right up in a close second would be the Japanese fried chicken. Okay, so this is called...
It's amazing.
It's called karage, and it is gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free. And I don't know, it's very hard to describe.
Right.
Once you eat it, you're like, oh my God. it's the best... Nah, I want to be humble here, but it's the best fried chicken.
Hey, look,
it's so good. It's so juicy. And
Isabel, do you like the fried chicken?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to thank the three of you for coming in today.
Absolutely.
And thank you very
Our
much
pleasure.
For being part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League.
Yeah.
Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For having us, guys. We really appreciate it.